I sold a building to a complete stranger, someone I have to this day in my life never seen, spoken to, had anything to do with.
The letter disputes numerous statements within the piece, which suggests that Green benefited from selling the La Mirage condo units to a fraudulent investor and several so-called straw buyers, all of whom defaulted on their loans. Earlier today, Green said he'll sue if the paper does not print a retraction of equal prominence.
It's libelous, it's dishonest, and I intend to stand up to the St. Petersburg Times, and you can be sure if there is not a retraction printed on the front page of the St. Petersburg Times, we will sue the St. Petersburg Times.
The story adds to Green's reputation for making hundreds of millions of dollars betting against the real estate market. Perhaps not a major bragging point in an election year occurring amid a recession. Jim Lake teaches media law and is an attorney with Thomas and Lo Cicero in Tampa. He says cases like this are usually decided in favor of the news media.
This is the kind of libel case that the United States Supreme Court says is to be the most difficult for someone bringing the case to win. Or putting it the other way, I'd say this case involves the kind of speech that is most protected under the First Amendment. That is speech about a political figure. In this case, it's a political candidate, someone who is seeking to be a public official. And the U.S. Supreme Court for close to 50 years now has said repeatedly that speech about public officials like this is to be highly protected, and libel claims based on that kind of speech can't win or can't be successful unless the person bringing the case proves that the newspaper knew the statements were false or seriously doubted that they were true.
Green maintains that he kept McConville at arm's length and that the Times used official documents to misconstrue sketchy dealings between the two. Lake says as long as the Times stuck with what's on the books, the Green camp has no case.
The news media are entitled to interpret government documents and present of what the U.S. Supreme Court has called a rational interpretation of them. It sounds as if the documents here are ambiguous, that they can be read a couple of different ways, that it seems like there's some contradictions. And the U.S. Supreme Court has said specifically that the news media, when confronted with a ambiguous situation, are entitled to come up with an interpretation that makes sense and present it, even if there are other possible interpretations.
The letter comes less than 2 weeks before a heated Democratic primary between Green and U.S. Representative Kendrick Meek. The contest has been largely characterized by personal attacks. Lake says that even if a judge did find the Times to be at fault, it's doubtful that a judge would be able to grant any kind of injunctive relief by August 24th.
Well, I think it is highly unlikely that anything will be resolved in the court system before then. My suspicion is that the Green campaign is hoping for some sort of retraction or some sort of acknowledgement from the St. Pete Times of the arguments that his lawyer has made. But I would not expect the court system to do anything in that short of window.
The St. Petersburg Times declined to be interviewed for this story, but issued a statement saying their coverage of Green and his dealings has been thorough and fair, and the reporting is well documented in public records. They welcomed Green to submit a letter to the editor. The Times is not the first news outlet to publish a story about the Green-McConville connection.
It seems to me they got their sources from the same place I did, which was, of course, the public record, which is what real estate is all about. That's what we rely on. That's what title companies insure. It's public record. I didn't see anything in there that deviated from that.
Journalist and mortgage broker Pat Flannery first started blogging about it on his real estate blog, blogofsandiego.com. But if Flannery picked up on that connection more than a year ago, one might ask why Green didn't threaten suit against him.
There's nothing that he could dispute because I confine myself to the public record, what is the documents that he has recorded, and they were in fact grant deeds, which in some states are known as warranty deeds, because the person who signs them warrants at the time that they sign them that they are the owners of the at the time that they're recorded, the owners of the property.